My name is Christina Cuevas-Wolf, and I'm Content Specialist in Modern and Contemporary Art in Education here at LACMA. And we're delighted to have you all back. Without further ado, I would like to introduce Chon Noriega, who is a professor and director of the Chicana Studies Center at UCLA, who will be introducing our moderator and the panel, the next panel. Thank you.
Well, good afternoon, especially for those of you that have made it back from lunch. I know my first impulse was to either go back to the exhibition and take a little rest. The first panel, saying it as a, not just as a co-curator, but as an audience member, was just amazing. And it was particularly exciting to see people that, in some sense, have been set up. They've been brought in here, flown in, and then told to defend the title of our show. And I thought, man, we must be really smart, you know, because that's the way to do it. And they gave really great answers, and we've written them down, and we will henceforth be using them in our discussion. I will say this about the process, because it took us many years, actually, not just to get a focus on the show and where we were taking it, and the fact that we were going to be looking at something fairly focused and specific rather than making a broad or general survey or set of claims about Chicano art. But then you always get to that next step, which I think is always the most difficult in any process of attempting to address social issues or social change. What do you call it? And the title was something that we really grappled with, and I was really surprised and pleased by Armando Duron, who came up and was saying he had one expectation, which was that the show was essentially going to dismiss or position or move beyond the Chicano movement, and instead he saw it as the triumph of the Chicano movement. And I remember thinking to myself, I don't think we would have articulated that way, talking about you, Armando, during the process, but I thought, man, I can truly live with that. That's a nice description, particularly given the process or the route that we took in doing this. And part of it is, and I talk about this in my essay, is how do you use that word Chicano? Is it an adjective? Is it a noun? Does it describe the artist, the art, or the context within which the art is made? Or something else altogether? And ultimately, we decided it was important not that we identify the work as Chicano art or the artist as Chicano artist, but that in some ways we find a way of positioning the Chicano movement as a historical and in many ways ongoing legacy and impact in terms of the history of Mexican Americans or Chicanos in the United States. Today's the second panel after lunch is doing two things. One, we're moving from the morning's discussion about the past, present, and place, and looking at questions of identity under the rubric of a global shift, local rifts, and there's a question mark there. But the second thing is to bring in some of the artists in the show and artists not in the show to talk about this from the perspective of the artist. And this morning you saw what I have lovingly called a panel Nazi, who gave a certain formal constraints to the panelists as a way of stimulating to greater heights of intellectual achievement, and succeeded in this. And with the second panel, I went up and I asked for something. What I found out is basically the only rule that they have is that there are no rules, because these, after all, are artists. They will define those rules for us. We're very fortunate to have as the moderator of the panel, Stephen Nelson, who's a colleague of mine at UCLA and is an associate professor of African and African-American art history. He's been at UCLA since 2000. And he's a former reviews editor for Art Journal, which is the journal of the College Art Association, and former contributing editor for African Arts. And his first book is From Cameroon to Paris, Musqueam Architecture in and Out of Africa, which was published last year, and he's co-editor of the exhibition catalog New Histories, and he's currently working on a new book entitled Dakar, The Making of an African Metropolis. So I'd like to introduce and welcome Stephen Nelson up here as the moderator, and he'll be introducing the panel.
I'd like to thank Chan for that lovely introduction, and I would also like to give him the Booby Prize for being the first person, not an Africanist, to say the word Muscombe correctly. this morning's panel, I would also like to thank Christina Cuevas-Wolf and Rita Gonzalez for inviting me here today. It's really a privilege to be here, and it's really interesting too to be sort of speaking from a field that is outside but also tangential and overlaps and crisscrosses, which I think brings up a really nice way to begin our second panel. What's going to happen this afternoon is that the only rule is that there are no rules, but the artist will tell you differently because I sent them an email 3 days ago saying, do this, do that, do the other thing. However, within that rubric, there are no rules. And so in terms of logistics, we'll function much like the morning panel. The artist will each come up and they'll give a presentation and then we'll all come up. Many of the things, and I have to say that the speakers this morning raised the bar really high, so the artists and I all went to lunch and we were just like, oh my God, what are we going to do? And we're going to do what we do, it's what we're going to do. But many of the topics that the speakers brought up, you know, in terms of space and notions of archaeology and notions of history, the ways in which artists engage these topics, both within what we would, I would say, very broadly call Chicano art, and outside of it, are really, really, I think, foundational to the practices of the three artists that we're going to see today. I mean, what do you do with, say, a map, you know, a man with a bullhorn, scenes of intimate relations, trees that signify simultaneously presence and absence? I mean, how do we think about these in a rubric that is both specific and local, but also global? How do we think about artists who engage with histories of conceptual art practice and also with histories of modernism? And I mean that in its broadest manifestations. How do we talk about artists that deal with drama, you know, desire, the rhetoric of space, and also the rhetoric of experience? Because I think one thing that will come through really strongly in all three of these artists' practices is the notion of experience. And that attaches to all of these questions of melancholy and fragmentary beings and these other things.